Right, and welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maiden. As we're on the road today, and we run across the man, the big C, C.C. Sabathian. How we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Just fine.
We got a lot of young aspiring baseball players that look at you and idolize you and desire to be like you. What goes into making a C.C.?
Love for the game. Working hard. Definitely being a student of the game and listening to coaches and. Just trying to do everything you can to get better every time out.
I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And I've always told kids that the quickest way to the big leagues was pitching and catching. And you being a pitcher and throwing up with velocities, when you go out there, what do you work on to make yourself better specifically?
I just try to make sure I'm throwing the ball over the plate, and make sure, I'm getting ahead and trying to put guys away. But the biggest thing for me is throwing strikes and being aggressive in the strike zone.
During a 162-game schedule, people don't realize the wear and tear that goes on the pitch and his arm and keeping that arm in shape. So what do you have to do to keep your arm in shape?
I do a lot of jokes. I do manuals with the training staff, making sure I'm staying loose. But it's really nothing you can do. You just have to get used to throwing.
So do you go through that, dead zone, your arm?
It's usually early in the season. It's usually early in spring training where you just get that dead. You can't really get, just feel like the ball ain't coming out right. So it's always, early in the year.
Your rookie season and you move on as a veteran, do you prepare yourself differently in terms of conditioning?
Oh, 100%. I had no routine, back when I was young. I really had no concept for that. But, being around older guys and playing with older players, and just watching the way they go about their business definitely helped.
Now you came over to the Yankees and you got a World Series ring. What did that feel like?
It's unbelievable. That's what you play for. To win a championship and to be able to come over here and do it with this organization. The first year, the new stadium, was definitely a great feeling.
And by the way, I got to let you know, I was at the World Series locker room. You bumped all into me and threw champagne on
me. Hey, I was feeling good.
You don't want your championship ring around?
No, I haven't. I haven't even taken out the box.
So nobody know you got a real serious ring. When you're a scout, we would look at the other scouts when they got their ring on. We do it with a championship team.
Yeah, maybe when I get older or whatever. But right now, it's just in a safe place and not even out the box though.
So again, taking my young audience behind the scene, I knew Swish when he was over here with the White Sox. I knew Granderson when he was like that playing high school ball here in Chicago. What those guys like?
Oh, good dudes, man. Definitely, two of the better players in the league. Bring great energy to the clubhouse of the team. And, honored to be able to have those guys on my team.
Well, with Swish, it has to be nonstop laughing on this team.
Yeah, it is. It keeps it loose. So it's definitely something that we need.
Coach, take you behind the scene with the man, CeCe. Appreciate it.